This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Thank you for listening to another exciting episode of Thriving Entrepreneur. Are you thriving? Are you thriving in your life? Are you thriving in your business? Is every day of your life getting just a little bit better? I sure hope so. We really hope here at Thriving Entrepreneur that every day finds you living a better and better and better life. And we're here to do anything we can to help. That's why I bring on these experts, the people that I both already have known, as well as people that I'm excited to have met that can help you find a way to really live your life and to truly thrive. So let me ask you a question. Do you struggle with what to do in business? Do you want to have a business, but you don't know what to do? Do you feel like your business isn't imaginative or enlightened enough? Do you just not even know if being an entrepreneur is for you? Or maybe your concern is, what about my kids? I'm here to tell you today that we are able to do more and to serve more than what most of us give ourselves credit for. I want to encourage you to think about this throughout the whole entire show. If it wasn't about money, what is the message that you would like to share with the world? Maybe even possibly asking yourself, what am I here for? Now, some of you struggle with that. I know I've talked to some people and they're like, I don't really know if I know what I'm passionate about. And we've given you some secrets on that. What you're passionate about could be that thing that gets you up in the middle of the night. Now, I'm not talking about stressed out things. I'm talking about good things that wake you up and make you excited about living your life. It could also be that thing that, as parents, whenever we bring it up, our kids roll their eyes at us. They're like, oh, here goes mom or dad talking about that thing again. You know what I'm talking about. That's the kind of thing, that's the secret to beginning to discover your own personal passion, is those things that maybe even literally keep you awake at night and that you feel like you could talk about forever. We want to give you the ability to have a platform to be able to do that. And I'm here today to encourage you that you can live the life of your dreams and you can be a thriving entrepreneur. Today I'm joined by a new friend. His name is Matt Miller. Matt is the founder of a really cool company. He's going to tell us a little bit about that. They actually help schools raise funds, but they do it in a very, very different way. I think Matt's story and the things that he's going to share with us here today are going to help encourage some of you to take a different look, a new look, as it were, at how and what you can do as an entrepreneur. So I hope that you will join me in welcoming Matt Miller. How are you today?
I'm doing awesome, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. Tell me a little bit about you.
Well, I'm a former Air Force pilot, also spent about 10 years in the corporate world after my time in the Air Force in the ad space. From there, I got frustrated with my career and the way I was kind of being treated and decided that it was time for me to start doing some of my own things. And so started doing work on the side, a number of different business ventures, tried selling books online, collected aluminum cans. I mean, just about anything you can think of. And all those were helped pay the bills at the time, but they weren't really what I was looking for long term. I had read Kiyosaki's Rich Dad Poor Dad, and so I kind of measured everything against his whole concept of passive income. And one day in church, had a good buddy of mine mention that he and his young daughters had bought a couple of gumball machines, and they were putting those machines out in local area businesses, and it was something they were able to do together as a family, and he was teaching them about business and money all at the same time. And that just kind of struck a chord with me, just because I didn't have a whole lot of money at the time, and it was something that I could definitely be, you know, making money while I wasn't there. And so started out with a inexpensive gumball machine to begin with, about $32, used on eBay, and over a year and a half, that grew to about 150 locations around the Houston area. And then 07 and 08 hit, and got frustrated because a lot less people were frequenting my locations. And at that point, had a number of kids come knocking on my door selling stuff for the local schools for fundraising, and thought that it was kind of odd, and thought it might be good to get some kids off the street. And so the whole concept of School Spirit Vending, which is our company, was born. Essentially, we provide hassle-free fundraising for schools by creating custom stickers for the schools, and then by placing machines in those schools. And in the process, we provide a passive fundraising program for the school. And with our franchise model, we have the ability to provide a passive income stream for our franchisees around the country as well.
Wow, that sounds pretty exciting. So when did you start the School Spirit Funding?
I started actually 8 years ago this month.
Wow.
So October of 07 was when we set up our very first test school down outside of Houston.
And are you still in the Houston area?
Actually, I'm in Central Texas in a little town called Stephenville, which is about an hour south of Fort Worth.
Okay. All right. So let's just say you're stuck in an elevator with a person who, you know, is where you were a couple of years before you started doing the vending, and they're feeling down and wish that they had you know, something they could do. What would be the number one thing you would tell them?
Oh, man. I mean, the biggest thing I would is just encourage them that the American dream is alive and well, and that the sky's the limit if they're willing to go for it. You know, I'd encourage them, especially with the internet today and all that, to kind of figure out what they're passionate about and find a way to turn that passion into income stream, preferably online if possible. But that being said, it doesn't really have to be something that they, you know, create from scratch out of the blue either. I mean, vending has been around for decades, if not hundreds of years, in one way, shape, or form. So I didn't create the idea. I just put a new spin on it. I think people take, oftentimes make too big a deal about the whole business thing. And, oftentimes it's just recreating or putting a little different spin on something that's already wildly successful, in another way.
So, you know, you mentioned passion, and of course we talk a lot about that on the show. What is it about School Spirit Vending that really ignites your passion? What's the part of it that just really gets you excited?
You know, it's twofold, Steve. Number one, it's the support of education. And, you know, one of my biggest goals is to get schools completely out of the fundraising business, let them get back to doing what they do best, which is teaching our kids. And allow people like myself and a whole stable of companies that that we plan on creating to come in and one day do that all for them. But aside from that, it's, to be honest, it's multi-generational business. Our business is geared around family. We encourage family involvement on every level with our operators and franchisees. That's by design. I didn't learn really anything about entrepreneurship till I was in my late 20s and really didn't figure this out till I was 40 plus. And so for kids to be exposed to this much earlier on in their life, by being a part of a business that their mom and dad have started, I think it's huge. We just give them a head start and an opportunity to learn stuff that it took guys like me a long time to figure out.
Mm. Yeah, it's always nice when, when the kids really get excited along with us and want to take that entrepreneurial journey with us. That's cool. So how many kids do you have?
I've got three. My oldest is a sophomore in college, and then I've got a senior and a freshman.
And do all three of them work in the business with you?
Yeah. And in fact, my son, when I started 10 or 8 years ago, he was 10 at the time. After doing a couple of schools, I realized how costly graphic design was going to be. And I ended up buying an iMac, bought the Adobe suite with Photoshop and Illustrator. And he ended up trading 2 hours worth of work in a good friend's yard, who was a Hollywood commercial editor and graphic designer, for a couple hours worth of training on Photoshop and Illustrator. And at 10, my son was essentially our graphic designer for our team.
That's
and
awesome.
He was given an opportunity to kind of grow into that, obviously. But today he helps head up an entire group of adults that are contractors that work directly with our franchisees and the design and all that that's been done. And of course, he now does work with companies all over the country as well. And here he is now 19, making money with a skill as he goes to school that he learned right at home in support of what we were doing.
How many of you wish that for your kids? How many of you want more for your kids? Some of you might even be saying to yourself, I'm actually working my 9-to-5 job, my whatever kind of work you do, because of my children. What if there was a way that your business could not only feed your family, not only feed your passion, but could actually be the thing that teaches your children how to thrive in life? How exciting could it be? I really encourage each of you to think a little bit while you're listening to this commercial break. What are some things that your kids could be involved with in your business? What are some things that you do every day that you're excited about that perhaps your kids are excited about too? Could be a great new topic of a discussion, or you might just find that you have right there inside of something that you and your daughter or your son connect on is the business that you were put on this planet to do. I'm going to encourage you to think about that, and then hashtag Thriving Entrepreneur and let us know what kind of things you've discovered that you were put on this planet to do.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve. I'm here talking with Matt Miller, and we are talking today about business, about where a business may be in your life that you didn't even know was there. I hope some of you have gotten inspired by Matt's story and about the thought of what he's doing with his kids in his business and how much it's helped develop them. I know I found it very inspiring for me to hear the story of his 10-year-old son and all that he has learned and grown within the business. I hope some of you also are inspired to be able to maybe reach out and include your kids in what you're doing in your business. So let's continue on and talk more with Matt about the whole concept of having our family business. I think that's really important that it's not just your business, but it's literally a family business. I think that's awesome. I think sometimes, the more generations our family has been in the United States, we sometimes lose how incredibly awesome the opportunity in America can be for families. You know what I mean? You could pick a type of store, but, a lot of times convenience stores are the perfect example of a first-generation family from – depending on what area you live in, there could be any number of different types of countries, and all of them work there. They don't really have any employees. They just, it's their kids and their grandkids and mom and grandpa, and, everybody just runs a shift. I just love that.
Yeah, well, it's funny. It was a couple of years ago, and I'll never forget, I was sitting in a Sunday school class hearing some of the other adults in the class complain about how there were no jobs for their kids out there for the summer and this and that. And I'm thinking, okay, so what are you mom and dad doing to maybe help that situation? Mm-hmm. And And of course, they couldn't all relate to me and what I do because they're not all entrepreneurs. But the reality is, you know, I see that as just as valuable a part of my kids' education as anything else. Mm-hmm. Because my goal ultimately is for them, if they choose not to ever have to work for anybody else ever, and to give them the skills or to encourage and help them develop the talents that God's given them, so that they've got the ability, you know, to do some pretty incredible things, you know, as they see fit and as they get older. And that's not only with my kids, but with all the kids in our business team, you know, from a very early age. And what's really cool is today, we've got second generation getting involved where they were helping out mom and dad early on, got excited about the business. And then when they turned 18, decided to become, you know, start up their own business in conjunction with us and are now doing their own thing as well as their parents are you know, building a business also. So it's really kind of cool to see the excitement and the involvement at multiple levels in the family in that way.
Yeah, I was actually watching TV just yesterday, in fact, and it was really neat to see a little 10-year-old that was on the show and was actually sharing her idea of a new business concept. You know, I mean, she needed some training like all 10-year-olds do, but it was just fun to see that entrepreneurial spirit in her as she shared what was, you know, exciting to her at that point in her life.
Right, right. I think we sell our kids way too short oftentimes. And in the process, we miss out on opportunities for them, you know, to grow into roles like that. You know, it took years for my son to really get things the way, you know, we needed him to. But we gave him an environment that was gave him, you know, put him in a position to win, that was very forgiving. You know, he had the supervision of mom and dad early on as he was learning. And, you know, he was literally interacting with adults on a daily basis, as they were getting, you know, doing proofing and getting, submitting designs and getting approvals from schools and all that kind of stuff. So not only was he learning to design, but he was also just learning about life and interacting with people and relationships and customer service and all those kind of things. And, both his sisters are now doing similar things now that he's off in a college as well. So it's exciting to see.
I love that concept. I really do. I'd like to talk to you in a little more detail about something you mentioned earlier. You were talking about your goal as a company is to get schools back in the business of educating and out of the business of fundraising. Could you expound on that? Could you talk about that in a little more detail?
Yeah. So the vending machines are a supplement to the traditional fundraising that schools do. You know, there's fundraisers that some of these schools do that, you know, they'll bring in $30,000-$40,000 in a fundraiser. Well, you know, with a sticker machine, we're not doing that, but we are filling a need. There are, is still plenty of need even for, you know, the money that we do bring in. But the whole concept of hassle-free fundraising which is what we offer has really, really resonated with the schools that we're in. You know, we're in over 2,000 schools today in 23 states, and just growing like gangbusters right now. And there's a reason for it. It's because we're doing something very unique in the marketplace. And so my goal is to have a whole stable of different companies that provide hassle-free fundraising to where within a couple of years, we can literally walk in and say, okay, the cookie dough sale and this sale and the wrapping paper and all that, if you guys don't want to have to do that anymore, you don't have to. We will come in and do what we do in the background. You guys keep doing what you do and allow us to do our thing. We launched another company here a year and a half ago. It's called School News Guru. And it's the second company in that stable I mentioned. And what Guru does is most schools do some sort of newsletter, but typically it's someone in the office or it's a volunteer parent who has no training really in that. But they cobble together a newsletter in Word or whatever, so that they have a way to at least get information out. And what we do is we take the information schools are already producing. We package it in a professional way using professional designers to put it together. And then we marry that content with local area businesses that want to sponsor the local schools. And it ends up, once again, being a fundraiser for the school and a House of Free fundraiser for them as well. Local area businesses love it because it offers them an opportunity to support the school and promote their business at the same time. And the schools love it because assembling those newsletters is oftentimes a pain point for them. And of course, they're not, you know, making any money in the process of what they're doing currently. So we tie those two things together and it ends up being a win-win all around.
I love that concept. So the local business does what it's good at, and somebody's mom doesn't have to be a newspaper editor that she never really wanted to be in the first place.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I like that. How could your business help your local school, whether it be a public school or a private school, whether it be the school that your kids attend or they did attend or are going to attend? Are there things in your business that you could actually be doing to bring more than just your product, but actually be an integral part of your community? I hope that that also has ignited some ideas in some people's minds, and that while you're listening to the commercials, you'll begin to start thinking. So on the last commercial, you know, we were thinking about, you know, what would be some ways that maybe the rest of my family could be involved in my business. So now on this commercial, I want you to think about what are some ways that my business could be involved in my community. And then if you would again, please hashtag Thriving Entrepreneur and let us know this is the ways that my business is involved in my community, and or these are the ways that my business is going to begin being involved in my local community, in my church, in the schools, in the neighborhood, in all those kind of things. Hashtag Thriving Entrepreneur, and let us know what you're doing to get involved in your community. We'll be right back.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, In just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve, and you're listening to Thriving Entrepreneur. I have as my very special guest today, Matt Miller. Matt has been talking to us about his vending company that he does as a sponsorship, as a fundraiser, rather, for local schools. And they have done some amazing things. Now, we're going to get into it deeper a little bit here, but just think about that for a minute. Think about how many gumballs in a gumball machine at a penny each and how impactful those pennies would be. Remember, we listened to Leslie Stein, who was talking to us a couple of weeks ago, about how much she learned from just the concept of bending over and picking up pennies. How much of an impact we can make in our lives and in the lives of others. One penny at a time, one nickel at a time, one quarter at a time, $1 bill at a time. I think it's just so exciting, the possibilities that exist as we begin to look around for ways that we can help our community. Let's go right back into this one, Matt, and talk more about that. It sounds to me like rather than looking for a new way to make a wheel round, you just, how do I say this the best way? You just basically accepted that wheels are round and then started letting them spin. Is that a fair concept of what you do with your businesses?
Sure.
I mean, I just think often as business people, and you said this earlier, we try to be too inventive, if that makes sense to you.
Yep,
you know,
yep.
We think the only way we're going to be successful in business is if we come up with something that nobody else has ever thought of. And the truth of the matter is really that in most cases, you know, the old saying, you know, pioneers tend to get a lot of arrows in their back, you know,
yeah.
It's somebody who comes in and just does something that's already established. That's actually the people that makes money.
Yep.
Can you talk a little bit more about that whole concept of discovering, ways that you can make money, from things that are already are all around you, like what you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is we have all seen opportunity. I mean, it's staring us in the face every single day. It might be a way that you do things today and you're like, you know, man, I really wish that there was a way to do it this way because this really doesn't work real well. Or, you know, I am a Shark Tank fanatic, as well as a lot of the business shows that CNBC is putting out right now. And in every case, just about somebody has come up with a solution
to a problem that we all have. It just so happens they were the one that decided to act on it and put their bring their creativity to bear when the rest of us just kind of ignore the problem and move on with our life. And so, you know, I have stumbled on, you know, two different businesses that are essentially just that. Both of them tie in with schools and their fundraising. We've got several other ideas in the mix. And once again, none of them are new. They're just applying, you know, slightly different twists on existing businesses and filling the needs of a niche that is huge out there, but most people have never even thought of before.
I agree with that completely. Well, let's take it from the other option. You know, I always like to do a little talk with the guests about what happens if I don't. And I think a lot of people out there have a spark inside of them. They have an idea. Can you talk to me a little bit about, you know, either in your own life or in others that you've worked with, that hesitancy to step out on this idea that we've got rolling around in our head?
You know, the first thing, Steve, is you got to be willing to fail. And you also have to be willing to understand that it's not, in most cases, it's not an all or nothing proposition. Meaning, I did not come up with an idea and walk away from my career to develop that idea. I developed that idea while I was succeeding in my career, and over time, over a number of years, finally got to a point where I had a choice. Was I going to continue to answer to somebody else, or was I ready to take the plunge and go out on my own? I think a lot of people oftentimes think it's an all or nothing thing, and it's not. You just got to be wise about it and put things in perspective. You know, we live in the greatest country in the world still, in my opinion, today, and there's too few of us that are taking advantage of the freedoms that we have, the opportunities that we have, and oftentimes it's because of fear or just ignorance. You know, people are scared of the fact that, well, okay, so what would I, how would I start a business? I don't know anything about starting a business. I didn't know anything about starting a business either, but I figured it out along the way. And there's just a lot of basics that I think would sidetrack people versus just being willing to get in there and figure it out. I've found there's very few mistakes that I could make that have real long-term negative ramifications. So go out and just get busy trying and figure it out along the way. And you'll do a lot of stupid stuff along the way. You'll make a lot of mistakes. You'll fail a bunch. But if you don't, I can already predict your future. Yeah, because we can take a look at, you know, where someone, you know, doing what you do is 20 or 30 years down the road versus the entrepreneurial route, which there's a lot of risk involved. And of course, there, you know, not everybody succeeds at, but the upside is so much bigger and so much more exciting in my eyes that I would much rather try at something and fail and at least know that I've got the opportunity to be something greater and accomplish something greater than I ever thought possible than resigning myself to the fact that, you know, 20, 30 years from now, I'm going to still be sitting in this cubicle or still be doing this thing, maybe for a different company at that point. There was no excitement in that for me at all. And I can't imagine that in many people's lives, there's excitement for them in that either. They just don't know what they don't know and need to be willing to understand that it's all right to fail. You know, we're taught in our school system that failure is bad. Well, the most successful in our society have failed more than anybody else. That's why they're successful. you know, I've messed up a bunch of times, but like John Maxwell talks about in his book, Failing Forward, as long as you learn something from it and do better next time, you're better off for the failure in the long term.
I think that's very true. I mean, it's so important. There were so many things you said in there about trying and about the fact that the only people who don't fail are the ones who don't try anything. You know, I mean, you're guaranteed to be 100% perfect at trying nothing and getting absolutely nothing as a result of that.
Right, right.
All the rest of us, you know, we have scrapes and bruises and things that have happened in our life that weren't exactly the way we had it planned. But, you know, sometimes the accidents are the most impactful on the world things that happen.
Right. Well, it's like my coach. I've got a business and life coach, guy by the name of Aaron Walker. And his comment to me, and I heard him say it over and over and over again, is it's automatically no unless you ask. And it's the same thing in life with failure. You have automatically failed unless you try. And who knows? You might actually succeed. And you might actually create or become that next big thing that we're all talking about one day. But if you're not willing to try, we'll never know.
Thomas Edison was quoted as saying, and, you know, if you look it up on the internet, you can probably find about 15 different versions of this quote. But he was interviewed by a newspaper reporter and they asked him, you know, how do you deal with all the times you've failed? And he said, I haven't failed. I've just discovered 10,000 ways to not create a light bulb. And what a lot of people don't know about that is in the course of creating the light bulb, I forget how many it is, but he invented a whole bunch of other things that he had patents on through that process of quote-unquote failure.
Right, right.
So I think it's important that and I loved how you said it, you know, that we try, that we step out and we take a leap of faith to really try to make an impact in the world. Because ultimately it's about, what are we passionate about? What is that thing that gets us up in the morning or wakes us up in the middle of the night because it's a good thing? You know, not the stress over bills or those kind of things, but the thing that we really think about that gets us excited and makes us want to stay up late at night working on it because of that kind of impact that it has on our lives.
Right. Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. And you know, the other thing that gets me excited about business ownership and the direction that we're heading is the fact that, you know, too many of us spend the best hours of the best days of the best years of our life just working to make ends meet, just working to keep a roof over our head, just working to provide for our families. And what I love about what I do is the fact that I am able to teach and mentor and coach our franchisees to a point where if they're willing to follow our program and stay steady over a period of years, that they can get past the pure making money to provide and create a lot more options for themselves. They can now spend more time doing what they're really passionate about, whether it be helping in needy causes or, you know, I help out and do a lot of mission work and that type of thing. When I was working 9 to 5, 5 days a week and had vacation time and all that to worry about, none of that was even on my radar because I didn't have time or the money to do it. But today, because we've kind of figured the money thing out, the sky's the limit with the impact that we can have with what we're really passionate about in business and in otherwise.
Absolutely. I think Lisa Nichols said it best here recently. She was talking about the fact that what you need to really emphasize in your life is not the money, it's the message. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're a speaker. It could be the business inside of you. It could be the mission that you have, the passion that you have for something is the thing that you really need to be emphasizing with your life and in your life in order to have the impact that, you know, that you were put on this planet to have.
Right, right. I've followed Zig Ziglar's quote with most of what I've done in my business career. The quote that says, you help enough other people get what they want and you'll be taken care of. And that takes the whole money thing out of the equation. And if you just get focused on helping others succeed, you'll be taken care of. Mm-hmm. And it's exciting to see that, and it's exciting to have a business where that's the case. Because oftentimes, you know, there's not a win-win situation in many dealings in business today. But to create a win-win situation, you know, where the school, where the franchisee, and where, in our case, you know, my family wins, all three of us together, is a pretty cool place to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and that's a perfect segue into us talking for a couple minutes here, Matt. You know, there's some people that are out there that they're having one of two thoughts. Either A, they're in a place like where you were, where they're looking around and they have like $30 and a need for money, or they're really inspired about what you're doing inside of the schools. And either way, they'd like to talk in further detail with you about maybe being a franchisee of yours or working with you in some respect. What could people do to go further with you?
Steve, what I'd love to do, if you'll allow me to, is to give your audience access to an ebook that I wrote. It's just a simple, you know, 3-page ebook. It's called Live Your Dreams, the Top 10 Reasons Why You Need to Start a Vending Business. They can access that at ssvbusiness.com/thrive. And, you know, I'd love for them to have an opportunity, if they choose, to download that and learn a little bit more insights into why vending has been such a powerful thing for me and my family and the families that we work with. If they have a desire to learn more about the franchise, we'll reach out to them and can talk more about it. Or if they just want to learn more about vending in general, I'd love to get a chance to talk to them, give them some insights, and send them in the right direction on that as well.
That's awesome. So that's ssvbusiness.com, ssbusiness.com. And he did say that's /thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E.
Yeah. Yep, and it's SSV for School Spirit Vending, business.com/thrive.
I encourage everybody to check that out. So, Matt, the last thing we like to always make sure that we leave people with is something that they could take action on right now. And so there's, again, probably two groups of people. There's the one group of people that are going to run out and get your book. They're going to jump on it. But there's another group of people that they're kind of still trying to figure out what they do with the information they just got. What kind of tips or advice could you give a person who knows they need to do something with their passion but doesn't really know what to do next?
Once again, it gets back to the whole failure thing, Steve. Get started today and start figuring it out. I don't know if you're familiar with a guy by the name of Chris Brogan, but Chris at Social Media Marketing World in San Diego here in March made a comment that really struck with me. You know, he said, I'll shoot 100 times and I only need to hit one shot to win. Many out there are still getting ready to get ready to get ready to get ready to take one shot. And I'll put my 100 attempts against your one any day, because the likelihood of success is much higher. So get excited about shooting. You know, and go out there and do it. Fail a lot. Figure things out as you go, and you'll be better for it. You'll have a better understanding of what works and what doesn't work. And the reality is, The ducks are never in a row. The lights on your street will never all be green. And you'll never know everything you need to know to start a business or anything in life. So just get after it. And the knowledge that you gain from actually doing will far exceed anything you could read in any book or get in any classroom. That's what separates successful people, in my opinion, from those that aren't, is actually being out there and being actionable on in their life instead of thinking about being actionable.
Well, and you know, the old phrase, you can't steer a parked car, comes to mind.
Right.
The only way to get around a corner is if the car is moving.
Right.
Definitely. I think that's great advice. I really, really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about this. I'm excited about School Spirit Bending. In fact, after the recording here, I'm going to actually talk to you about a couple of things that we've done over the years that I've thought of during the process of recording here with you. I just love the concept of somebody who, A, is living their passion, but B, is looking at schools and seeing a better way to help them be able to have the kind of quality of education that kids should have.
Well, I appreciate that. We're excited to be where we are and have been blessed to have been given the inspiration along the way to be able to serve schools and families like we are. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks a whole lot, Matt. And I just really hope that a lot of people will go out to ssvbusiness.com/thrive and download Matt's free book today to find out how maybe vending could be a part of or even the whole business that you could do to really thrive yourself in business.
Sounds awesome. Thanks.
Thanks, Matt. I hope that every single one of you that's listening will check out Matt, that you'll find out more about vending solutions for your schools, for your organizations, for the things that you're interested in and that you care about. And I really hope that from Matt's message, that the biggest thing more than anything else that you got was inspired. Whether you currently are an entrepreneur or you want to be an entrepreneur or you never thought you were going to be an entrepreneur, I really, 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 really encourage you to look around at the things that you have in your life. And not so much from the standpoint of being an entrepreneur or starting a company, but from being all that you can be, from being the best version of yourself. Remember that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose, and the world needs you. Always keep in mind that Kathy and I are here to help you in any way that we can because we want you to live each and every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people? Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.